Newsflash, hometown athletes and activities.
This weekend, the Valdez Junior Varsity Buccaneer Volleyball Team traveled to Anchorage to compete in the Diamond Service Tournament. In a pack of 16 teams from Alaska's road system, Valdez was only one of four 3A schools playing up in the 4A competition. On Friday, 16 teams were divided into four separate pools, which would determine the two brackets for Saturday matches. Valdez faced North Pole, Chugiak, and West to work their way toward their goal, playing in the top gold bracket against the best 4A teams in the state. The Bucks came out hot against the North Pole Patriots, a team they had faced earlier in the season. Starting out for the Bucks, Reagan Lawrence, Peyton Branshaw, Lakin Unger, Olivia Marchant, and Ava Mitchell, as well as Layla Scott. The Bucks controlled the pace of the game and were able to feed Branshaw the net, who hammered down attack after attack. With strong defense from Scott and Mitchell and a tremendous tip pickup from Marchant that teetered the length of the net, the Bucks were able to beat the Patriots handily, 20-12. In the next set against the Patriots, the Bucks added Amelia Alex and Savannah Hammerly into the mix. The Bucks continued to force North Pole to play defense by setting up aggressive attacks, this time predominantly from Unger in the middle. The Patriots refused to back down, however, and claimed the momentum of the game, coming out on top 12-20. Next, the Bucks faced the Chugiak Mustangs. The Bucks served a perfect match in their first set, which was a weakness in the last two games against the Patriots. Ava Mitchell executed terrific passing and allowed Lawrence to continue to feed players at the net. Ultimately, the Bucks held the Mustangs to single digits with a 29 victory. Chugiak pulled it together in the second set, but couldn't keep up with the Bucks. Unger led the team with five kills from the middle. Strickland, Branshaw, and Alex peppered attacks from across the net. Bucks sealed the second set 20-7. West Anchorage was the team to beat in the pool. They came out strong right out of the gate. Their consistent and powerful serving rattled the Bucks' confidence, and they struggled to set up the attack. The Bucks, trying to stay afloat, found themselves playing it safe with easy tips and free balls. West converted these easy pickups into kills. The Valdez Buccaneers lost the first set 11-20. The Bucks were a little more aggressive in the next set, claiming a few kills. Lawrence picked up a beautiful diving save that kept the Bucks alive in a long rally. Ultimately, West won that match 16-20. At the end of Friday pool play, the Bucks earned themselves a place in the gold bracket, along with Kenai, the only other 3A school. The first match of Saturday was against Kenai, and they were firing on all pistons with attacks and kills from Strickland, Franklin, Unger, and Branshaw, along with back row attacks and kills from Scott and Killian. The Bucks won the first set 25-19. Bucks suffered in the next set from serve-receive errors and net faults, which gave Kenai all the momentum they needed to take the second set 11-25. Bucks fell apart in set three, and Kenai was able to finish the match 6-15. The next battle was against Diamond. Bucks started out with a very strong serving game. Branshaw became a huge back row presence, picking up cross shots and tips. The Bucks were able to get at some attacks, but just not enough to hold them in the game. Diamond won 13-25. Last but not least, the Bucks faced Juno in their final match. They unleashed Olivia Killian as a spot server, and she served well in all three sets, but served 10 in a row in the second set. All three of these sets were tight, but Juno took the overall victory, winning two out of three sets.
Thanks to Newsflash MVP sponsors, Polar Tankers, Harris Sand and Gravel, Prospector, City of Valdez, Acres Quick Trip, and Laborers Local 341, and sports fan sponsors, Petrostar Valdez Refinery and Arts Design.